It is thought that natural magic is nothing else but the highest power of natural sciences, which therefore is called the height of natural philosophy, and the most absolute consummation thereof, and that which is the active part of natural philosophy, which by the help of natural virtues, from a mutual and opportune application of them, brings forth operations even to admiration, which magic the Ethiopians and Indians especially did use, where the virtue of herbs and stones and other things looking towards it was sufficient. Natural magic, therefore, is that which contemplates the powers of all natural and celestial things, and searching curiously into their sympathy, doth produce occult powers in nature into public view, so coupling inferior things as allurements to the gifts of superior things, by their mutual application, that from thence arise wonderful miracles, not so much by art as by nature, to which art becomes an assistant whilst it works these things. For magicians, as the most curious searchers of nature, making use of those things which are prepared by nature, by applying active things to passive, produce oftentimes effects before the time ordained by nature, which the vulgar think are miracles, which indeed are natural works, the prevention of the time only coming betwixt, as if any one should produce roses in the month of March, and ripe grapes, or sown beans, or make parsley to grow into a perfect plant within a few hours, nay, and cause greater things, as clouds, rains, thunders, and animals of diverse kinds, and very many transmutations of things, many of which sort Roger Bacon boasted that he did do by mere natural magic.